The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tony Burt, founder and CEO of East Imperial EISB. Sticker there. Tony, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me again, Justin.
Yeah, and in this dreadful market, it's been dreadful for a long time, the share price is reacting nicely this morning to the appointment of the Lion Brewery, a US bottling partner. Before we get into that, Tony, and the detail and why it's significant for the business, just explain what the business is about, please, if you could.
Of course, Justin. East Imperial, we're a premium beverage company. We're started in New Zealand in early 2013. We're very well established throughout the sort of Asia Pacific region because that's where we're from. We've taken our first steps into the US over the last couple of years as well. We create our world leading all natural mixes and beverages, which are naturally low in sugar, come in multiple formats, glass and cans now. And are found at some of the world's leading hotels, resorts and bars. So very much focused on the sort of luxury high end of the market.
Yeah. And of course, different markets, like I say, Asia Pacific and USA. But USA has been growing very strongly, up 132% according to your interim results. So take us through. So the bottling partner, the Lion Brewery, what does this mean for the business?
Oh, there's a number of facets that it means for the business. I mean, probably just take it back a little bit of, why we wanted to do this. Earlier in the year, we announced the RNDC distribution agreement, which is the second largest distributor in the US, wine and spirits distributor, that is. So that was a big deal for us. So we always knew in the back of our mind there, when you keep in mind the supply chain challenges that were going on, over the last couple of years, the obvious one would seem to actually bottle in market. So we've been investigating it for a long time. We wanted to get the distribution in place. We wanted to get the demand going. We wanted to get the distributor established. And then this is just the final kind of piece of the puzzle, really, for the US. And so, this has been quite a long process in terms of us seeing over a dozen co-packers throughout the US. Our head of supply chain has been doing that in market. And finally deciding on who we wanted to partner with, and really pleased to say that's Lion Brewery based in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So I assume there'd be big costs savings in this, rather than shipping it halfway around the world. And also, like you say, in R&S there, it provides you with flexibility as well.
Yeah, there's a number of benefits for it. The first one you mentioned, Justin, is the actual cost savings of shipping. Prior to COVID, we were being charged around $3,000 to send a container from New Zealand up into the US. It peaked at $13,000. Mm. I know a lot of people have had the same sort of challenges. So that's obviously affected margins, and that's obviously driven our decision to actually bottle closer to market as well. There's a number of different other advantages as well in terms of being able to react to demand in market a lot quicker than we are obviously bottling in New Zealand. We're really excited about it. It was our number one operational priority this year, was to get this over the line, and to get it done now is really pleasing.
Yeah. And so where are you in the US so far? I mean, how many states are you in at the moment?
We're in 11 states at the moment. And we talk about states, I personally like to think about it more as cities as well, the major cities in those states that we're really focusing on, and the sales team is focusing on. So it's 11 states at the moment. We're not really in the business of collecting states, and just growing as quickly as we can into as many states as we can. We really want to establish ourselves in the states we're in at the moment. But we do have the option, when the timing is right, to keep extending within RNDC to further states, which we will do when the time's right.
Yeah. And so how do you expand? Is it via existing, clients, hotels? I see you in a number of sort of high-end luxury hotel chains. Is that the way forward?
Yes, completely. I mean, as I sort of mentioned earlier, we're very much focused on the high-end luxury end of the market, particularly in on-trade or hotels and restaurants. That has been our focus in the US. It was somewhat of a flawed strategy during COVID, given that a lot of it was closed, but it's really pleasing to see that sort of charge back here now in 2022. The sales team in the US is very much focused on that channel. But we are in certain territories also looking and actually have put in place agreements in sort of premium grocery channel as well as sort of specialty liquor channels as well. But yeah, our real bread and butter and where we fit perfectly is in that luxury on-trade and hotel channel, and that's where we're going to continue to focus, particularly in the US.
Yeah, yeah. And how is business in Asia Pacific at the moment?
Asia Pacific, we're really very, very pleased. It's a cornerstone of our business. Particularly in New Zealand, we're heading into summer now, and also the sort of Christmas season as well. So it's like the harvest at the moment for us down there in terms of demand, and there's a lot going on. And we're really, really pleased to see the sales that we're achieving there. Obviously, there's still, some slight challenges in places like China with the regional lockdowns. But, as we mentioned a couple of months ago, we've signed a new distribution deal in China. So I'm pleased to see that the first orders have been shipped and making their way up there now. Singapore, again, is coming back real strong. Occupancy in the hotel, again, luxury hotels, is very high, which is pleasing after a couple of years of being very low. So, yeah, everything's tracking well in Asia Pacific, so we're very, very pleased there.
Yeah, I suppose it's good to be, a span across those for America and Asia Pacific. Like you say, I just realised when it's winter in the US, but it's coming up to Christmas, so lots more drinking going on. But when it's winter in the US, it's summer in Asia Pacific. So I suppose that's a busy time there, then, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. As we sort of expand in the northern hemisphere, we don't get the peaks and troughs like we had, when we first started the business, when it was always sort of like end of the year was the busiest time of the year. We're starting to see that kind of sort of even out a little bit now. Now that we've obviously got the Northern Hemisphere summer as well that we cater to in America.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, well, if you could then, Tony, if people are listening to this, like the sound of what you're doing, but are not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add East Imperial to their watch list, please.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I think I'm here in the UK at the moment, and we obviously see a lot of other competing brands in the premium space. I think what's really important, for your listeners and followers to understand that outside of the UK, there's only a couple of real global players in premium mixers, and we're one of them. Asia makes up 60% of the world's population. So there's incredible opportunity there for us in Asia Pacific. The US is obviously another big opportunity for us, and distribution is everything in the US. And for us to be with the second largest distributor in the US is obviously very, very important. And, a lot of our focus is about onboarding that distributor, but also focusing on the opportunity in the US. The other one is really, I think, is our team. We've pulled together a very experienced team, not only doing the day-to-day, but also industry advisors that are helping us with these distribution agreements and brokering them for us as well. So, we've got a great team.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Tony, good to chat to you. And like I say, lots going on, so no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
It'll be great. Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.